them back like the dead.
Spot that they call In and Out. Very popular burger joint.
In and out. Burger.
Yeah, In and Out burgers. You heard of them, I'm pretty
heard
sure, yeah?
Them. I've heard of them, yeah. I don't know if they're up here or not, but.
This guy's a jerk.
So, what happened this week? 1 week away from your outing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true, my friend.
You got your war horse all ready?
More or less, yeah. It's not a war horse, it's a war pony, but you know.
Oh, you have war
she's
pony.
She's coming along quite nicely. War pony, yeah. All. It's looking even better than before. I've done some spray painting stuff to it. I've done a few other things to it. So. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I've been following along. Man, on all your social medias as you go. Huh? Pictures of your war
pony. Your war pony.
The war pony. Dude, this kid behind me is a fucking dickhead. Like a fucking straight dickhead, Carl. The guy behind me in line is a straight dickhead. Whoever the fuck this douchebag is. He's one of these guys that, like, fucking literally pulls some bullshit, like, okay, instead of staying off to the side, well, even though Ali will still drive past you and stuff, he, like, literally parks so he blocks the whole fucking parking lot road so nobody can drive past him. Either way. Like, what a dickhead, eh? Fucking dickhead. I'm good. How are you?
You're driving.
Let's start off with a number one animal style with animal fries. Hold the pickles. Let's do that with a Coke. Yep. And then I'll have two, like, plain cheeseburgers, like cheeseburger and bun. And then let's do a number two animal style. Animal fries. Make it with a chocolate shake just to make the missus happy. And then a regular order of fries. Order of fries for the little shitheads at home. Yeah.
Something's wrong here.
That's going to be the go. Thank you. Yeah, like this place gets so full, they like actually have a person in the parking lot that takes your order before you even get to the window.
Oh, yeah,
that's
wow.
How crazy it is at In-N-Out. Really getting angry right now. Sorry.
She's not coming back now. You just scared her.
Oh, it's okay. Got all my food ordered. No, it's my truck. So, fuck, you could say it's been a year now. A year ago, my buddy and I headed to Wasteland, and on the way, he wanted to do something, and he was trying to get into my little center console thingy here, and, he yanked on it really hard without pressing the side button that unlocks it. And in the process of doing that, he broke it. So now I've been using, like, the double-sided Velcro tape to try and hold it down. And that Velcro tape has decided to give up. So now if I pick my arm up off the armrest, which I tend to utilize a lot, it goes flying wide open. So what's going on, Carl? Where's our guests at? Are they here? Are they coming? Did they forget?
Youper's waiting. No, I'll call him. I'm going to call Youper right now.
Okay. I want to hear the ring-a-ding-a-ding. One ring-a-ding. Two ring-a-ding.
Ring-a-ding?
Three ring-a-ding.
Just a sec. Fuck, I still don't have any phone-in music. God damn it. God damn it.
What's
dial
what's
music?
What's we need dial music?
How's this one?
Hey.
We do now. There we go.
Okay.
All right. I'm calling Steve. Super Digger.
Steve.
Super Digger 57.
What the fuck does that even mean? Hello? Hello? Hello! How are you today, sir?
Doing good, you?
I'm doing fine. I figured I'd give you a call at this cracker ass hour of the night. Say hi.
Cool. Hi.
Hello. What's
you
going
say?
On?
Storm just took out my lights. So.
The lights. The storm?
Yeah.
You turned up.
What the
fuck's you turned up your lights.
Yeah.
Lights in the storm?
I guess a tree fell on the power line.
Tree said, fuck your power line, biatch. I'm grounding it out right here. Boom.
Yeah, it did too.
What part of the country are you in, sir?
Northern Michigan.
Northern Michigan, you motherfucker. You might actually know my family.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's where my dad's side of family is all from over there.
Where at?
All over Michigan. Fucking
I'm an upper Michigan. I'm a Uper.
You're on the UP?
Yeah.
A Uper digger. That's where my great-grandfather and my grandfather are from. My grandfather and my great-grandfather was a logger up there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
A lot of
that. Hell, I might be moving to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yep, like I've already been talking to a realtor and everything about refining the house. So I'll have the money to just flat out buy a spot out there. Lots of fucking property and shit. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It currently, as of right now, we are working on the Wasteland project. But my realtor calls me like every day to try and talk to me about shit. I was like, bud, I can't fucking talk, bud. I've got too much shit going on. I can't pull documents for you. It's just, no, that shit's going to happen, bud. Like, I got to get ready for this trip. Like, not to be polite, but
right.
Fuck off.
Polite?
Right. I hate my fucking truck right now. I love her, but I hate it. Sorry, guys. I'm in the truck. Give me a sec. Carl. Oh.
He's ordering French.
Carl, are you there?
But without any poutine. Yeah, I'm here. Of course I'm here. Where the hell else would I be? Jesus. I'm here. I got nothing.
They put all kinds of, but they're animal style fries, motherfucker. They're covered in secret sauce and melted cheese, and secret sauce and melted cheese with fucking grilled onions on them. Okay. So they're special French fries.
So it's sort of like
French fries that yes.
What kind of special sauce is it? Is it fucking gravy or what?
Whatever kind of special sauce they decide to fucking squirt out the tip of their dick. Usually. But it's not bad tasting. I like it. Fuck.
Of course you do.
No, it's probably like a Thousand Island bullshit ass fucking. Every restaurant's secret sauce with a little bit of different spices to it. Thousand Island that they use is a little chunkier than most. And you can get it. It's, what is it fucking called? I can't even think of what it's called. Spread. They call it spread. It's called spread. So you can get extra spread.
Don't let me get that spread, motherfucker. Got that spread.
Hey, I'm going to go silent for like a split second. I gotta do something real quick. Uh-oh. There's a fucking phone ringing.
Hello?
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 Hello? How's it going?
It smells like fucking shit in my nostrils, okay? But maybe because I fucking just pulled my nose out of some dead guy's asshole. But either way, I just figured you should know, my nose smells like shit. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Good to hear from you too, 5150 the ball. How you guys doing?
Give me a second. I gotta.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, fuck! Carl, is your cell phone available?
Is my cell phone available?
Like, could you text me the link so that I can forward that text to my coworker like I was supposed to do?
Oh.
But I got to re-sign into my Facebook Messenger where I normally get the link from so then I can send it to her because she wanted the link and it's just, I was hoping to get home. It's another. Put it this way, guys. I haven't had a day off at all this month. Like, on my day off, I've been going into work.
It's only the 20th.
So, cause it's just too much fucking shit. I know. And then I go into work tomorrow, Then I go into work Saturday, and then Sunday, hopefully I can get some really important prep work done. And then Monday, I am fucking heading towards James McIntyre and fucking Joseph Russell's area. And hopefully I've told them, you know, hey, I'm going to be in your area around this time. Hopefully I can hit them up and say, hey, you guys going to meet me over here in Cal City so we can all say hi to each other? And you can see what
badass.
An ass hat of a fuckhead I look like. And I live like 45 minutes from where I'm going to be or something like that.
Are you guys gonna just hang out, or are you going to go hiking or something?
Fuck, I might. We might do some shooting.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I'll bring something for him to play with. Maybe I'll bring up the Desert Eagle, the hand cannon, the big 5.0, the big fucking whammy, the big fucking boom boom, the big fucking motherfucker, the fucker, the fucking motherfucks, the motherfucker. You know, one of those goddamn things. Bullet holes the size of your fucking fist, bitch. What? You can shoot it. But, you know, that's just me. Who gave this guy a gun? I don't know, but someone needs to revoke their gun getting license. Anyways.
I'm trying to.
What about you, Carl?
Oh, there we go. What's new with me? Not much. It's getting colder up here. Okay, there. I think I just sent you the link there.
Yep.
Brother,
I think
Bob.
So. All right, hold on. Let me speaker box, you asshole.
When did we have you on last? My house almost got crushed by a falling tree. It's getting colder outside, but it's nice.
It's starting to get kind of crappy here. I was just going to ask if you got your shop done.
For change yesterday. No, I haven't.
Oh, really?
No, the shed I was after, turns out it wasn't a shed, and it also turns out they weren't ready to get rid of it. So.
Well, that sucked.
So
what was it?
It does suck. It was a sauna.
You're gonna need something for the winter time so you can do some forging or whatever.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
If not, you're gonna be stuck inside going stir crazy.
I'll just be at work like normal. But yeah. True enough.
Oh.
I gotta know. Steve, I don't know what a youper is. What the hell's a youper?
I have no idea.
Upper
Michigan.
Yeah, the ones that live in Upper Michigan, the north, the central Michigan call those youpers, and we call them trolls. So.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's a good thing if you're a youper.
Oh, okay. I just never heard that term before I met you.
What was that again?
Is that Youper Digger?
Yeah.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Sounds great.
How you doing, Matt?
Oh, just
you
long day.
Any card. If it works, I get to pay. If it doesn't, I get it for free, right?
Do what now?
That one. I'm paying for my food.
He forgot to mute him. He forgot to mute himself.
I had like three fucking debit cards in my hand, and I was like, pick a card, any card. If it works, I pay. If it doesn't, I get it for free. I was telling my cool guys, it's my new joke. Yeah, I know. I got a lot of hangers with it. Have a nice day, sir. Let me chin your own. Sure.
Hey, did 5150 the Bob forget to take his medication tonight?
Sorry, guys. Hold on. Hello.
Fucking crazy, man. You
insane. You realize I'm not ready. You should be medicated. It's okay. I'm also doing a blog. What do you call it? A podcast. I'm podcasting. I'm trying to get home from work. I'm trying to send this damn freaking thing to someone else.
Hey, Youper.
That's everything.
Hey, you have a great night too, lady. We'll see you around, hey, eh?
You ready to start doing some trapping or what?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Some what?
Some trapping.
Pretty soon. Yeah, 5 more days.
Really?
Yeah.
So when's the, what's it
October 25th.
Okay. And then when's the cutoff date?
For water, February 15th, something like that.
Okay.
Coyotes are open year round, so. But the fur is only good in the winter, so.
Yeah. And what are you going to start trapping first?
Water, muskrat, and beaver.
Okay. Yeah, you should see the mess the beaver make over here. On the highway.
I love trapping beaver. I saw 2 dead beavers on the road the other day, on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I wanted to stop and grab them, like, so I could, like, play with their dead bodies. Or maybe, like, use their skulls or something like that, but. But I was on a mission, and it's on a really, really sketchy-ass stretch of road. There's not much of a shoulder there to, like, even try to attempt to pull over and snatch these two. Like, there was 2 beavers right next to each other damn near on the fucking side of the road. Damn it. Bastards. Didn't quite make it to your slide, did you? Nope. Big old truck got you. Ba-boom. Or then I thought maybe it was more of a sick and twisted fucking scenario. Like, the one beaver got hit, and it was like a mommy beaver, and then the little kid beaver's like, oh, no, mommy, wake up, mommy, like some kind of freaking Disney show, except for it finally went the right way where the little kid's sitting there like, mommy, oh, and instead of him going on his adventure to find himself, all of a sudden, boom, over, kid, you're dead too, you dumb son of a bitch. What were you doing in the fucking road? Trying to revive your mom? That wasn't going to happen? Fucking Merry Christmas. It's life. But, you know, who knows? They're in heaven now. That's what matters. I'm sorry, guys. I'm fucking really, really, really fritzed out right now.
It sounds like it.
Like, life has been really frightening for me lately. I'm gonna pull up to my house. I'm going to stick the phone out the window. I'm going to rev my engine and see if my wife comes to my becking call. I've been trying to train her to that, you know? It's starting to work. She was joking with her friends about how the women always train their husbands and whatnot. Well, I turned around and decided to flip the script. All right, it's time for me to train you, woman. I really need this vacation, though, this week off.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah,
this
what
weekend.
Day do you leave?
Off.
Oh, Mr. future boss of mine, Mr. what you thinking about the fact that, say, we do move up there and all this? And you do a lot of car, well, I don't know, okay, yeah, car shows, stuff like that.
Yep.
What if we did a wasteland build?
Now you're talking.
Go down to wasteland for a week.
Yeah, that'd be badass. I'd love to do that.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Wait, where do they do that at, though? Is it in Nevada or what?
No, it's North Edwards,
right next
to California City. So it's
right
there in Cal City.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm hoping to meet up with James and fucking and Joseph, because, like I said, they're only like 45 minutes from that spot. So
yeah,
we can meet up and say hi and have a cup of coffee, or meet up and go out to the desert and shoot a couple of rounds, or, you know, terrorize the town a little bit.
Yeah, it'd be cool to hang out and meet them. And just be able to spend the weekend with
wasn't
them.
Wasn't it, though?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like Youper's going to move over this way.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yep.
That's crazy. I like it. What's the...
Somebody's
got to
go over to
Carolina,
I bet, Beavers.
Yeah, you guys, Minnesota's probably got a lot of Beavers, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
I know, we got them
it's
out
crazy.
There in the
I
Delta,
mean,
and they're fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah, there's a, it's kind of, it's like the Great White North, man. It's like all the animals and stuff that are running around on the road. And I mean, we've had moose in the front yard. There's bear, there's wolf, there's everything right here.
Dude, I'm doing a lot of SSSs up there, I'll tell you what.
Foxy the Fearless was chasing a bear just two nights ago.
No, was she really?
Is that your little rat dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a Pomeranian. She's not a rat dog. They're a sweet dog.
She's not a Pomerat. She's not a Pomeranian. She's a Pomeranian.
Yep.
Yeah.
That bear wanted
they
nothing
rain
to do with
her. Terror. Pomeranians,
quite
they
funny,
rain
actually.
The terror.
Well, it's always those little dogs that are the mean ones.
I'll tell you what, fun fact about 5150 the Bob. He grew up with Pomeranians. He has a very, 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 very soft spot in his heart for Pomeranians.
Yeah.
I fucking love those
it's
little
a
dogs.
Fact.
I want a little Pomeranian to, like, have inside the house. So I got my dogs, my outside dogs, my hound dogs, which kind of sucks bringing them up there to Minnesota because you're not allowed to hunt with the hound dogs. But whatever, you know.
What about growl?
Anyways, but yeah. What's up?
Well, I mean, they have the grouse, the birds that you go out and shoot all the time, the grouse birds. Partridge.
Yum.
Yeah,
rough yummy.
Grouse.
Grouse, yummy, yummy, grouse, yummy.
Oh, yeah, Heidi was just saying you could hunt with, out there with dogs with the grouse.
Yeah, that'd be like flushing them, but my kind of hunting dogs are the kind of hunting dogs that you use normally for hunting bobcat, mountain lion, bear,
yeah,
boar,
yep.
Fucking, like, monster things, raccoons for fun.
You know, we've been seeing a lot of turkey around here lately, too. Seems like they're like moving in all over the place.
We got a shit ton of those things around here.
Yeah.
I get turkeys around here, too. Fucking turkey.
You're a turkey.
Fucking turkey.
You're a turkey.
It tastes like a turkey.
You're a
it tastes
turkey.
Like a turkey. You're a turkey, bush-drinking beard motherfucker. Turkey drinker.
I am drinking a bush. I'm drinking a bush.
Why are you drinking a bush?
Because you live in the bush. Because you live in the bush.
That's right.
Drinking a bush. You live in the bush. You get to drink a bush.
Hmm.
Well, I live on the coast, so I drink Corona. How about that? Oh. Son of a monkey dick fucking uncle licking son of a bitch. Little fucking faggot.
Where do they get the
son
water?
Of a fuck.
Where do they get the water?
There we go.
From right now?
I think 5150 has
Corona
red.
Water.
No, I'm just trying to get the food out of the car, but the car was locked. Oh, and I tried to grab the keys. I dropped the keys. And then, I don't know, maybe I do have Tourette's. Oh, hello, water pony. How are you? You sexy bitch, you. Go for a ride through the neighborhood. Got my headlamp home so I could ride in the dark. This headlamp I got is one of those ones like the extreme lights or whatever. I could turn it on and it's like a headlight on a car. Let's see, I'm home, yeah. I got soda, I got a shake for mommy. I got french fries, I got burgers. You want cheeseburger? Well, you can't have one. You have to sit there and starve. How about that? Huh?
Hey, you
looking at me pulling herself up to the table like screaming
uh-huh.
dead.
What are you doing this weekend?
Probably digging somewhere.
Yeah? Did you ever get another
digging,
metal detector? You did?
Huh?
Did you ever get another
metal
detector?
Yeah, I got an AT Pro.
Oh, cool.
Fuck off.
I can't wait to do that. That'd be awesome. There's
oh,
all
shit.
Kinds of spots out here.
I know. I want to go to them homesteads you were talking about.
Yeah, and then I'd like to get out to like the spots like the smallpox camp and stuff like that too.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a whole camp back in the 1900s that all the guys died off and they don't know what happened. They should have said it was like smallpox or something.
Town cleared out with
so this
them.
Whole camp just like up and
they don't know what happened.
Died.
Yep.
Sounds awesome.
So
like a haunted area.
Yeah, I got to go out there. It was pretty cool. Dig around for a little bit. There's some neat stuff out here. There's tons of homesteads out here though, all over the place. Old vacant barns and houses and places all over the place. One of the places I want to take Youper is Black Hats. I did a video on my YouTube channel of Black Hats. We hiked out there to it and dug around in the cabin and stuff. There's some cool stuff out there. If I had the guts, I would go out there and sleep in the guest cabin one of these nights, but I don't know if I could do it. I'm too chicken.
Why is that?
I don't know. Scared of the dark, I guess.
Scared
it's
of
funny.
The dark and believe in ghost stories.
Well, it's funny. I can go out in the woods and sleep out in the middle of the woods anywhere, and I'm not scared. But if you put me inside of a house or a cabin, it gives me the creeps. It's kind of weird.
When it's in the dark.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is going to piss me the fuck off until I can get that remedied. Wow.
Hey, 5150, you'll have to do some if you get to go meet with James McIntyre and Joseph Russell, you'll have to do some videos or something or take some pictures or whatever.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, that'd be
I'm
cool.
I'm pretty sure they'll do some shit. Because, I mean, I'm going to be there. I'm going to have the fucking – that's the thing. I got to figure out when I'm going to meet up with them. Like, am I going to meet up with them before or after the event type thing or during? And
yeah.
If it's during the event, you know, then I got to – am I going to load my bike up one time and take it with me? Probably.
Yeah, that'd be a blast. Also, there's the dude on YouTube, Farrell. He's in that area, that same area up by you guys too, and he does a lot of hiking in the hills right there. I can't think of the mountain range that he's
where
always going. So, I was just trying to think of the mountain range that he goes to all the time, and I can't think of what it's called.
Like out in California, the Bay Area.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's Southern California.
Ah, Southern California.
I can't think of the mountain range that he goes to all the time. But he does some great videos on hiking.
NorCal.
Yep. Hey, Youper, you do any hiking?
Just when I'm trapping.
Yeah? Yeah, I bet that's a workout.
Yeah. When you're starting a line, it's a workout because you got about 90 pounds of steel on your back.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. What the hell is that? Is that his dirt bike?
I think so.
Yeah. I think I have to go check the mail real quick.
He's going to...
the peace for the neighborhood just before
exactly.
Take her for a quick little ride while I'm holding my keys and fucking trying to talk on the phone and you know just doing ass hat stuff.
Eat your burger.
Mm-hmm.
wasn't. You ever trapped yourself a wolverine?
No, they're protected here.
Oh, really? Oh,
they're
yeah.
protected, what's that? Those ferocious little bastards?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one or seen signs of them or anything?
Not. I haven't seen one. But they're here.
Yeah, I've never,
but,
most people,
you know,
I've never seen one either.
Most people never do see one.
Yeah, but it's funny because, like, when I moved here, like, 4 years ago, people tell me they've never seen wolves or they've never seen moose, and I've seen a whole bunch of them here. So I imagine one of these days, you know, somebody will see a wolverine. I've never seen one.
Yeah. I know my uncle was, he was staying with his wife's family at one point up in Wisconsin. And he said he'd seen a wolverine one time. He went out and found one was sitting on the, like, digging through the trash or some shit. Awesome. Someone dropped my fucking thing and it broke. How lovely. That's fucking phenomenal, George. What the hell? You son of a bitch. Fuck. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
hey, you
boys and girls, up.
You for you,
you should freak out. Freak out. Snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless.
That sounds like Heidi when she's pissed off at me.
No, eat your burger. Well, they gave me two French fries. I gave you guys two French fries.
Two whole French
fries. So I'm talking to, I know, right?
Hey, Carl, have you looked on my Instagram lately?
No, I don't think I recall seeing anything lately.
There's a kid that goes to school with my stepdaughter, and he's 17, and you should see the work he does forging knives and stuff. He's an artist.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he I bought one of his knives when we had our car show. I put a picture of it on my Instagram a while back, but he does some badass.
Oh, you were telling us about him. That's right. I'm on your Instagram. I see some pictures of your trailer, your bent wheel trailer.
Yeah, I broke the axle off. I love I'm just glad it didn't happen at 70 miles an hour going down the highway, you know?
Yeah, no shit.
Was it rough roads in Minnesota or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Highway 6 when you leave my house and head over to the other towns. It's the road is just trash because we live in the middle of a swamp, so the roads don't hold up very good, you know, with the big rigs.
Swamps are good.
A lot of bugs.
A lot of muskrats.
Yep. You like chasing those muskrat, huh? Is that
anything
the one you call a rat? Yep.
Yeah, muskrat.
Yep.
Well, actually, the trappers call them gas money. Because they're so easy to catch.
Huh. Have you ever got lost out in the woods or hurt yourself out in the woods when you're trapped?
No.
What about you ever got your hand caught in a trap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet.
That's smart.
Bet.
Yeah, I didn't get to emo camping or nothing this summer again. Sucks.
What? It's delicious.
I didn't get to do no camping this summer.
Bye-bye. I'm going to
Me neither.
So I'll have to get out in the woods.
Got my hand caught in a 110 conibator. That was smart. Huh?
Oh, I bet that felt great.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't a 30-30 or a 330. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why? Will those
take
your fingers?
Yeah, it was a 330.
Sorry.
110's what you use for muskrats and stuff like that. A 330 you use for beaver, it'll break your bones.
Oh, I bet. I can't believe how much those old bear traps go for. Some guy was selling one the other day for like $2,000. Those antique bear traps. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What are you watching?
The ones with the teeth? Or...
Yeah, yep.
Could you imagine lugging those?
Oh, man. No kidding, huh? They weigh a ton.
Yeah.
How many, when you go out in the woods to set traps or whatever, how many traps do you usually carry?
Usually I'll start, I got some places where I stash, you know, and I'll start stashing my traps, and then I'll just work my way down the creek and reload and do it again.
Yeah. And then when you do a trap line, you get like a permit. You do a permit where you get a certain area to do?
No, we just get a fur harvester license. And
yeah.
The trappers up here, you know, we're pretty cordial with each other, and they don't trespass on my line. I don't go on theirs, you know. We got a few rookie jerks that come along. And, like last year, I had a guy setting 5 foot from my set, and I know he was a rookie, so he didn't last long.
Huh. Yeah.
I put a dinosaur in this trap.
Dinosaur.
Michael and I were out in the woods a while back.
Stop
in the What's that?
A stuffed dinosaur. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been worse. The trap wasn't tagged. I could have just pulled it. Oh, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Are you supposed to anchor each one of those to the teeth or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that, Carl?
I was just going to say, I was wondering what the, you know, the most unusual or most surprising thing you ever found in a trap.
Probably be a deer.
Really?
A deer? Yeah.
A deer?
Uh-huh.
A deer?
Yeah.
Wow.
How'd that work out?
I cut the snare and let it loose.
Huh.
It got into one of my coyote snares. Huh? Yeah, it was a snare trap in the snow, and the deer, when it was running or walking, stepped in through the hoop and got one of his legs caught up.
Wow, that's crazy.
And it looked like it was none worse for the wear, so you just cut it free and let it go, eh?
Yep.
Huh. At least it wasn't Bigfoot.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I imagine when you're so far out in the woods, though, you don't have to worry about people's like domestic dogs or nothing, all.
Not where I go, but I've had friends that caught dogs. You know.
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't trap too close to people because I don't want to hurt nobody's dog. And if they get in one of my conibears to 30-30, then it's going to just kind of kill it.
Yeah,
you know?
It'll break their legs and stuff, huh?
Well, actually, 30-30 breaks their neck.
Oh, yeah? Wow. You don't do no trapping, do you, Carl?
No, hell no. I know lots of guys around here that do it, but
the only thing you trap is bush.
I trap nothing.
Just
I got
bush
no
beer.
Time. Just bush beer, yeah, that's about it nowadays.
Yeah, I can't wait to start forging again.
All I've been doing is firewood. Firewood. That's all I did all
week, pretty
much, other than...
Are you living full-time out in the woods now?
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I've been living out here like this now for, I don't know,
a year and three quarters.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
not quite 2 years.
Years.
It'll be two years in May, I think. Yeah. 2 years in May, so.
That's awesome.
But, I mean, where I'm living now, it's, you know, I've got internet and I've got decent power and stuff, so it's...
Oh, that's rough.
I can hardly call it the wilderness. Yeah, exactly. I can hardly call it the wilderness. I'm just sort of in the middle of nowhere, so.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
No.
How
you
far are you
from
my
murder? Work? You ain't getting no goddamn drink?
What's that?
From my little village?
Yeah.
Like five... Probably only like 5 miles. Not that far.
Oh, okay. So if you still want to, I mean, you don't live in a big town though, right? I mean, is there like Walmarts and stuff in your town or no?
No, hell no. My town is like 800 people.
Oh, okay.
For me to get to I got to drive about an hour to find a Walmart probably.
Yeah, same here.
An hour?
An hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah, but I hate going to that city, so I try not.
Yeah,
to.
I'm the same
too
way.
Many weirdos. Too many
weirdos. Yeah, there's only 200 people in this town.
200, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Big Falls is tiny.
Just died. Hold on.
Big Falls.
I like it out here. Big Balls. Big Balls?
that's what we call it, Big Balls.
We call ours Caz Hole.
Well, I don't know if I'd be able to I don't know if I'd qualify to live in Big Balls.
Why is that?
I'd have to find that Little Fork town.
Little Fork?
Little Balls.
That's like
that's north of Big Balls. Damn it.
Well, I think I'm going to crash. I got to work in the morning.
You got to work in the morning? Who the hell is that?
Yes. Yes, sir, and I'm fading fast.
Damn it.
Thanks for being part of the show again, Matt.
No problem, Carl. 5150, Youper, you guys all have a good night.
Later, Matt.
Thank you. I'm going to go crash. All right, brother. Talk to you guys later.
All right, later.
Good night.
I'm back in the dungeon. I just realized
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
Uh-oh. Oh, dude. We started the show at 9. I wonder if my bud's waiting for me at 9.
Waiting for you where?
All right.
We only got like a half hour left.
Howard the Duck.
Oh, Howard the Duck.
I don't hear nothing from him.
I remember
Rock.
Him.
Yeah, he was all gung-ho, like, wanting to kind of insert himself into the show business. Like, he's like, well, we got all this shit we can do, and this and that. It's like, okay, interesting. We'll see what happens. And, I don't know. I haven't seen him for the last couple of weeks.
How's doing nowadays?
Huh?
How's your How's she doing nowadays? Your mom good? Your mom doing okay? Just doing?
Sure.
At least she's doing.
Sure. She's alive.
Yeah, so
my sister is.
So's my dad. My dad, me old man, had his 93rd birthday there a few days ago.
Saw that, bud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four days ago.
You know what? All right. I was going to. Let's do this real quick.
I mean, where the hell my headphones went, which kind of sucks. Dude, what the fuck?
So how you been, Carl?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Cool.
Did my first YouTube video in a long time yesterday. Put it up on the YouTube channel. Felt kind of good. Had a nice little break from the YouTube.
That's what I'm doing.
Little break from the YouTube. Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm taking, since my wife died, I've been taking a break too, so.
Yeah. I just burnt myself out. Uh-oh.
Anyways, I got to get off of here, guys. I gotta call the power company and see if I have power coming back on.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later. All right.
Have a good one.
It was fun, guys. I'll be on next time you do it.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hello? What's up?
What? Hold on. There we go. Hold on, Mama.
Oh, it's you. Hey.
Look what grows. Two big horns on the tip of your nose. Now you got three friends, Mr. Rhinoceros, Elephant, Buffalo, and Hippopotamus. You got two bad eyes, but you're not deaf. In Africa and Asia, there's not many of you left. Mr. Rhino, everybody knows. You got one tail, 4 feet, 12 toes. Mr. Rhino.
Rhino.
How are you doing?
Here.
What's up?
5, 6, 7 makes a herd. And on your back rides a white tick bird. 8, 9, 10 you weigh a ton. But you're fast as a zebra when you're on the run. Mr. Rhino.
You're a
rhino.
Everybody knows.
Rhino.
Mr. Rhino. But look what grows.
Well, must be talking about somebody else. Mr. Rhino, not
what's up? Hello?
What are you doing?
About, Mama? What am I doing? It's the Call Your Moms segment. I know it's a little early. We're supposed to call you at 11. But, you know.
What the fuck? Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. By the way, I enjoyed talking to you earlier. You weren't too rude. So that was kind of nice.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You.
By the way, yeah, we missed you last week. Sorry we missed you. Last week was an interesting show. This week's been an interesting show. But we missed your call time last week, Mama. I felt bad. I said, holy shit, we forgot to call your mom.
Well,
so it's official.
My life has been very busy. You're lucky that you got a hold of me.
Officially autistic. Yep.
What?
They've officially labeled my son autistic. And
well,
moderate
to
severe. He's moderate
really?
To severe.
Yeah.
So he's more autistic than not.
Well, yeah.
I figured as much. I always knew it. I knew from the
fucking
beginning.
We kind of all knew that, right?
Yeah. No, I knew it from the beginning. I was telling the wife to get them tested fucking years ago, but, you know.
Well, hey, at least you finally...
You can only lead the horse to water.
Yeah, yeah, well...
You call me?
Not my own opinion on that, but anyway.
The fuck did you just call me?
You heard me.
Hey,
oh, I'm messing with you, boss.
All I heard was a pair of freaking jaws jacking. And some lip smacking.
Well, your mom had eye surgery.
Fuck, what's up with everybody getting surgery these days? Silas, Lacey, you, who the fuck else?
Yeah, I know. Yep. They stuck a needle literally in my eyeball.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
I don't recommend it for anybody. What?
He said, wow.
Oh, yeah, it was out. I wasn't hit with that. Yep. My optic nerve was bleeding. And I have a blood clot in my eyeball.
What the hell? Do we start this show at 9:30, Carl?
We started this show at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Nine.
Oh, that's
anyway.
The last time we have left. That's right.
What the hell is it?
Yes.
I was about to count. I'm like, it says half an hour. We haven't been on for half an hour. Well, we've been on for an hour, not a half an hour. But you only set it up for an hour and a half. Yeah?
What is this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was what? What?
Oh, they finally sent me on a damn card. Everything is on a damn card. Oh, that's $25. Yeah. I go out and spend some money. Woohoo!
You don't make any... I can't
Rhino.
Fucking make out what you're saying, woman. You're
there's
fucking right. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm going to smack you when I see you.
Huh.
Just so you know.
Mr. Rhino.
Who are you going to smack me for? I don't think you got the balls.
I know you ain't talking to me.
Yeah, I am talking to you.
No. You don't talk to me like that.
I can't wait till
your
mom
about
kicks
it?
Your ass.
What are you going to do about it? Oh,
honey. Yeah, I like to see you try. I know where you sleep at, dog. No, I'm just kidding.
Like you see me try what?
I'm not really much in the mold. Oh, my goodness. Damn it.
What?
Oh, this is good.
Did you poop in the toilet?
This is not good. Oh, this is not good. Nothing. I have fallen behind on bills, and I'm freaking out.
Say what?
I said, me and your dad are falling apart on our bills, and it's freaking me out.
Well, why aren't you paying your bills?
Because we ain't making enough. I tried to tell them that, but they don't fucking listen to me. But, you know, they'll find out.
For
if
what?
We get everything shut off, we'll figure it out.
What are you talking about? Why aren't you paying
I can't
bills?
Pay my bills. That's what I'm talking about. I can't pay my bills. Because there ain't enough money.
Oh. What about business? Isn't that working?
Let's put it this way. Dad worked 2 weeks straight, and they gave him salary. $300 less a check. On salary,
okay.
Our bills don't go down just because they decided to give them less than $300 a month. I don't know about you, but that's not how jobs work. But anyway.
What do you mean less than $300? $300 less than what he was
making? Okay, I have to explain it to you. I have to explain it. Okay. They're supposed to pay me $300 every 2 weeks. Okay. I quit working because the way I look at it is this. Dad was grossing about $1,800 a check to $2,000 working for Kurt. We started the business, they cut Dad's check down to $1,500. Well, when we pay our mortgage is $1,368. So that leaves us less than $150 to live on for 2 weeks. Okay? So that sucks. So then the other one that comes in that's $1,500 is supposed to pay for all of our bills. But we took on a new truck payment, and they've been using my truck every day at the shop, going here, going there, going to Timbuktu and back, but they don't want to kick any money towards me to help pay our new car payment, which I think is bullshit.
Well, it sounds like if the business is using the truck, maybe it should be the business truck, and it should be a write-off, and the business should pay for it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's not what's happening. And they should be paying the insurance, too, and they're not. So I'm kind of pissed off right now. Not really, but just kind of like I'm getting a little scared because we can't make our freaking internet bill. There's no way. And we can't make the payment to our resort. $150 or whatever. So we're behind about $300 or $400. And I don't know what to do about it.
Well, then tell your son that and tell him to fucking help you fix it. Because he lives there.
My son doesn't want to. He called me tonight and he goes, well, don't spend anything out of the money out of the business checkbook because we're super tight. And I'm like, really?
Okay.
We just got done doing how much is that job worth in freaking sand, whatever it is, Sausalito?
Yeah.
The guy owes us $3,000 and he doesn't want to pay.
Why doesn't he want to pay it?
Because, okay, Dad did specifics of what the guy wanted, right? The guy wrote it out. So Dad did exactly what he was told, and then the guy turns around and tells him, well, I don't like it.
Okay.
Can you change this? Can you change that? Dad's going to eat some money on it, even though he told me it was exact what the guy wanted. So I told him, I says, oh, no, you guys need to get a pair of balls and say, look, you wrote these down. Here's what you wrote. Here's what we did. It's your mistake. If you want us to change it, then you fucking need to pay for the changes. That's how I feel about it.
Sounds about right.
Dad didn't do that. He goes, well, he's willing to pay for the windows. Well, I don't know what to do. You know, they don't fucking listen to me. They don't listen to me.
You're a fucking psycho, mother. I wouldn't listen to your ass either. I stopped listening to you the day I fucking learned how to listen. Come on. You're pushy about shit. Dad's a fucking
I am.
About shit. And Chris just rocks
yep.
the middle. I'm the big cock.
Pretty much.
Bitch that goes around swinging my dick wherever the fuck I want. So maybe I should represent your...
Yeah, well, one of these days somebody's going to whack it off if you don't pipe down with them whatever your stupid thing is.
What are you talking about? You don't even make sense, woman.
You're gonna
Did anybody ever tell you to
inch.
Stop smoking crack? Because it might do a good thing.
You're the one that's smoking crack, not me.
Bad, mother. I'm about to be smoking something.
Well, I'm going to go back on my opiates, and I'm going to piss everybody off.
Back on your opiates? What's that got to be about? Why are you doing... Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, get the opiates. And then sell them. And then you won't have to worry about your goddamn bills not being paid. I can show you
I don't
how to make
do
money
that.
Quick. Are you kidding me? You can sell those pills, like, depending on what strength you get and what fucking kind you get, you can fucking, some of those things can go for, like $10 a fucking pill. Think about that.
Funny. Do you know who you're talking to?
It's good money. Yes, I do know who the fuck I'm talking to.
No, I don't think
you
do.
You're talking to.
I'm going
to
get some Irish Spring, and I'm going to wash your damn mouth out again.
Ooh, I'm so scared.
When you talk to me, I don't want you to be scared. It has nothing to do with scared. I just want you to taste soap again, because you can't seem to clean it up when you're talking to me.
You can taste soap. Why am I going to clean up for any? I don't clean it up for my wife and kids. I don't clean it up for nobody. I don't give a fuck.
Guess what?
Folks are not giving him
you. Well, you better start. Well, you better start. You heard me. You better start.
What?
Irish Spring's coming, baby.
I hear you when my mom's in the fucking line with her loud ass.
Irish Spring, baby. Irish Spring.
Oh, I gotta go feed the ducks. She's screaming Irish Spring like she's threatening to put Irish Spring in my fucking mouth.
I will.
Are you going to use the liquid or the bar? Isn't that the one?
I guarantee you're not going to like it. Wait till you sleep when I'm over one day and you will go and get it.
Put the soap.
You are going to get it.
Bar of soap. Why would you put the bar of soap that people
you're going to get it. I love you, but you're going to get it.
You think I want fucking short and curly?
It's
going to
smell good. It's going to smell really good for a couple
day.
Days. I can't wait to give
you know
that
what?
Irish Spring a taste. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I bet you would.
It's a promise.
Spit it out in your face.
It's a promise. It's a promise.
You eat it.
Oh, my God. Now you got me on your stuff, and I'm live, baby. You're going to love your Irish Spring. Oh, it's going to be under your nose and in your beard and on your mustache. And all kinds of shit. And every time you breathe, you're going to say, my mom did this shit to me again. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, I am a psycho. You gotcha. Oh, yeah, you betcha. You want to hear the psycho part? It goes. You got it online. Irish Spring, baby. Ooh, love it. Can't clean up your mouth? Well, let me help you. There you go. Talk to you later, honey.
That time that you were dinner and we were all eating dinner together and I farted.
Irish Spring, oh, how I love that smell. Irish Spring, woo! Maybe I'll get you a shirt for Christmas with Irish Spring on the back. Oh, that would be cool too. Nice and green with a four-leaf clover on the back.
Hey, and don't forget to make sure that they include some of Chris's short and crowlies in it. Some fucking nut hairs too.
Hey, whatever you want, whatever you want, whatever you want, you got it.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You're a real
Irish Spring, baby. Irish Spring. Oh yes. Oh, I am. And it's going to clean it too. I guarantee you, if you use it the right way, it'll clean every part you mentioned: your mouth, your ass, and anything else that comes between. There you go. Yeehaw!
What's in between my mouth and my ass? My stomach?
I'll talk to you later.
Stomach it in.
Good night. Hey.
Off. I love you too. What?
Hey. No. Tony does a real good job on that. Talk to you later.
Tony. Yeah, my name's Tony too, you fucking dirt nasty bastard. Love you.
The apple don't fall
that
far
awesome.
From the tree, does it, brother?
Fuck no, it doesn't.
Let me
and I'll tell you what, my daughter is the same fucking way. My daughter is the same fucking stubborn nutsack. Oh, so.
That was awesome. That was... I think that may have been the best Your Mom segment yet.
Your Mom. Your Mom. Bro, I know how to get that woman going. I love it.
I
love it.
That was pretty damn good.
Hmm. Boys putting the kids to bed. I'm going to finish this little smoke out. I'm going to go do my dogs.
Right on. Yeah, maybe I'll go for another. Yeah, I got to go. I got to go to bed because I'm a pussy. I got to go to bed.
Oh, come on, Carl. Don't we have another, like, 10, 15 minutes live?
Yes.
It's an early show. You got to get to work in the morning. We have 17 minutes.
17
minutes. Can you give me 17 more minutes, Carl? Okay.
17
minutes and then you're gone. 17 minutes.
I'm gone.
With a Busch beer. 17
minutes. No, I just,
on,
I just finished my Busch beer and I'm not drinking another one.
Not drinking another one. Nope. He's done. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
Busch beer has left the building. I just got room temperature.
I had
Coronas
three.
That have been sitting in my garage since 2 weeks ago.
Where did
I like
the
that. I got
to
a fucking case
from.
Of Corona. I don't know.
The Mexican
well, it
water?
Doesn't matter. They can get the water right from the sewage department because they boil it, right? You got to fucking boil the
no,
water
I'm
out.
I'm just curious
yeah.
where it came from.
Cancun? Fuck, I don't know.
Corona water.
Maybe it's imported from
Canada.
LA.
Oh, even better.
I am.
It probably is better. Huh.
I love Corona. Corona's my beer. Like,
yeah, a lot of people do.
Like when it comes to the every, when it comes to like the everyday drinking beers, I prefer Corona like over a Bud Light or fucking Budweiser or Coors or something like that. But to be completely honest, I prefer like fucking nasty beers, like beers that like you drink and be like, yeah, I'm drinking a fucking beer. Not that fucking pussy pop
like,
that you drink
like
a six pack like, to your face and you're still like, oh, I got a buzz. I want a beer.
Like,
you drink a beer and you're like, oh, damn, that was a beer.
Like the cheap beer you mean?
Alcohol is bad.
No, like the double IPAs and shit like that. Or it tastes like you're damn near drinking thick-ass syrupy coffee. But it's beer. It's all hoppy and fucking just nasty and bitter. And like you can taste the alcohol in it. You're like, oh, yeah. Oh, that is some fucking beer. That's what I'd prefer to drink. Yeah.
Really? Yuck, man. A
couple of beers and you're good. Versus the motherfuckers that sit there and, like, brag about, oh, I drank a whole 12-pack to my face. Yeah, because the beer you're fucking drinking is practically water, bitch. Fuck.
Yeah.
Drink 12 of these beers. Shit, drink 6 of them. Let's see what happens.
I've never been a fan of those beers.
No? Why not?
No.
I can't breathe in this thing.
I don't know.
That shit. Yeah.
I just like my Busch beer. I like Molson Canadian. I like Pilsner. Just regular old beer.
Yeah. Just a regular run-of-the-mill fucking having a beer. Kind of
when
beer.
My father. That's what he gave me when I was
fucking
that's what he gave me when I was a youngin'. Just regular old beer. I'm a youngin'.
Yeah.
That's what I do
with
my
daughter likes beer. My daughter loves beer.
Caitlin will have a
she'll
shot anytime
come back
I'll
for
give
more.
It to her, but I can tell she doesn't really like it, but she'll take one anytime I offer it to her.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Funny kid. What's going on here? Oh, that's what's going on here. Fuck.
What's going
on
here?
Oh, I saw that's stupid.
Just hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have absolutely breathtaking hiney.
Whoa.
I mean, that's...
Cool. By far. Hey, you know what? We got 12. Hold on. All right. We got 12 minutes. We are going on
12 minutes.
We got 12 minutes. I'm calling my coworker, my buddy, my partner in crime. I told him I was going to call him. Let's see what happens.
The chick. This is the chick. The chick.
No, this isn't the chick. This is my coworker. I call him my coworker. I think technically he's kind of like my employee. Like I'm a mechanic ahead of him. I'm his boss. But honestly, dude, the guy knows what he's doing, and he does a great job at it. And I see it more as we are a team. I'm just the one that does most of the talking and everything like that. So it's like, fuck it. I'm the one
I never
would have blamed if anything happened.
Here, I'll play you some dial music. You ready? Dial music.
All right, do it. See if he answers. Gotta be quick to hang up, though, because I think he's... What is up?
What the fuck are you doing? Was him trapped in bed?
Fuck no. Bed's for pussies.
Careful.
I'm gonna go shoot some AKs. What are you doing?
Getting ready to go to bed here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was
good. Brother shooting at us. We gotta.
What the fuck is all that?
That's some people getting shot at.
Oh, yeah,
what I'm playing around with. We only got like 10 minutes left on our show. And then, yeah.
You're a fucking fool, dude.
Carl on the other line. Carl's on here, too. Hey, Elizabeth is listening, too, probably right now. Say hi to
Elizabeth. Hi,
Elizabeth. Swear to God.
Elizabeth?
She's not on the, like,
hi,
she can't
Elizabeth.
Hear you. She can't talk to you. But she asked me for the link. And so I freaking sent her the link. So, and then she's like, who's that talking? And it was when we were talking to my mom. I was like, oh, that's my mom. So my mom. Oh, she is on. She just said hi. She texted me hi right now.
Oh. That's funny.
She is listening right now. That's awesome. Hey, Keith.
Exactly like your
airport. 23 We got a minute and 23 second little clip here. We call it our bragging moment. I'm going to hit play, and it's your chance to brag about anything you want to brag about. It is your moment. Here, have a bragging moment.
I don't brag about nothing. I don't try not to.
Do
it. I don't know. I can't
just,
brag.
Just
I don't
do
know,
it.
Dude.
This is
you
it.
Got me stuck on the show. I can't do that.
Oh, come on. Come on. Brag. Brag about
I
how
can't
fat
brag.
Your cock is. Like,
how you're
so
fucking stupid. I'm not
going to
be talking about my cock on the fucking radio
like
or this
liter.
Little podcast. You're fucking stupid.
Fucking brag about, I don't know, like, what's your biggest freaking tool? What's your biggest tool? How about that?
I don't know.
What's your favorite tool? What's your favorite tool? Out of all your tools, what's your favorite tool?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's shit.
Whoop whoop. Oh,
I'm not gonna be sitting there bragging about shit, dude. Work. Especially when one of our coworkers is listening, ass.
Fuck it. It's a part of the radio show, you know. It's the bragging moment.
I know, but I don't brag about nothing really. I try not to, at least. Shit. I mean, I'm saying if I'm bragging, I hope someone calls me out on it, but.
Right.
I don't really like to.
It's fun. We get a lot of.
What the fuck do you brag about?
Me? Shit,
yeah.
I brag about whatever I can brag about. I'll just start bragging about anything or nothing. Brag about how
anything
crazy I am. Like, what the fuck's wrong with my head? Fucking.
Well, that's kind of
fucking
a.
Fucking fart my
yeah.
dog dropped, dude. I was still. Seriously, how about this? This is a bragging moment. So I'm sitting there at the fucking table at my parents' house. I don't even remember what. Oh, my brother's birthday. And I'm sitting there. I got the cake. Fucking I'm chilling, eating the cake, fucking enjoying some shit talking with some random people that are over there just being a fucking asshole like I am. all of a sudden I just smell a raunchy ass fucking fart. It's like, what the fuck? Who the fuck just farted? That fucking fart, I swear to God, it burnt my nostrils. I was like, holy fucking shit. My fucking mom's dog what? Under the table fucking lets one loose. I was like, you're a fucking asshole. Like, I'm an asshole, but that was fucking dick shit. I'm sitting here trying to enjoy cake and I gotta smell your fucking fart? Your fucking fecal dust? Like, you're fucking stupid. Get the fuck out of here.
The fart particles and shit like that all in your mouth when you're trying to eat the cake, huh?
Right? Fart particles in your mouth while you're trying to eat cake. But you know what fart particles are? Fucking fecal matter, man. Farts fucking throw out shit. But either way, dude, that was something. I think something happened at the shop, dude. I hope we have a shop.
Huh? The fuck happened in the shop?
I don't know, but when I was getting ready to leave, it fucking, oh, dude, there's like, it almost smelled like a skunk, but it also smelled almost like an electrical fire. Like,
oh my God, don't fucking say that, bro. Not all my tools are in there.
all of mine are too.
I know.
I made fucking video footage. I was like, let me make a video of my tools in here, just in case this fucking burned down.
Isn't that kind of ironic how you made videos of your tools, asshole, but none of mine, huh?
No, I got all your tools in there, too. Don't worry about it. We got you. We got you covered. But, you know, I was like, dude, it's like a fucking, like, burning plastic or a fucking skunk. Like, it kind of also had an onion smell. But I
onion
didn't smell it outside in the bay. It was like a burning onion, fucking burning plastic kind of. What the fuck scent is this? Like, either some skunk had either sprayed up in the shop or someone hit a skunk and the cloud of the shit, like, was floating through the air and just got stuck in the shop. I didn't smell it outside anywhere, but inside the shop, it smelled like a fucking skunk.
Oh, my God. Did you check any of the fucking barrels outside for them?
No.
Because if one of those barrels is leaking, you can just fuck.
Around here. What do you mean?
I think, did you check one of the barrels? I mean, because we've had fucking leaks there before where we've had to fucking get all hazmatted out and fucking secure the leak and shit. Well, not me, per se. I don't do that kind of shit. That's the yard guy's fucking job, not me. They have, not me.
Yeah. Well, they could be. I don't know. But it only smelled like it inside the shop. That's what was throwing me off.
Oh, inside of it? Oh, I don't know.
We do these. This is every week. Every Thursday at 10 is when we're supposed to be doing it. Hey, Elizabeth, you can call that number, and you can actually call into the show. So...
So if I say this number right here, I'll be able to call the show?
The number actually is a different number than what shows up. Oh. It's a 646-787-8579 is the guest call-in number.
Oh.
The guest, if you call that number, I'll write it down. And fucking, yeah, anytime we're live. Hey, Carl, is that like any shows that are on this channel or
this network?
Yeah. How is that?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. That's everybody. Yeah, that's all of us. All of us.
So yeah, anytime you call that number, if there's a like a radio show going on, it'll pop up, and then they can actually they can hang up on you. They can bring you in. They can put you in a green room and ask you, who the hell are you? Who sent you? Who are you working for? Oh shit! Elizabeth just called in. Watch this.
Oh, shit, really?
Elizabeth is unmuted. Unmuted. My freaking phone's been acting like, or my internet is acting retarded. Carl, do you see her?
Oh, there now, yeah. Unmuted.
Are you here?
She's unmuted.
There she is.
What's up, loser?
Acting retarded.
Who are you calling a loser?
You know. Whatever.
So we got like 3 minutes left in the show because we're doing an early show. Right now we're live for 3 more minutes. And then it'll change.
All right, so what's the subject for 3 minutes?
she called you guys
okay.
losers.
What are you doing, Elizabeth? How long have you been listening?
Doing what I do. Yeah, hanging out. Having a cocktail, you know.
What the fuck?
I like cocktails. I really like cocktails.
You just like
my ass, but, you know. I love cocktails.
You know
that.
Hey, so my brother-in-law was interested in what kind of podcast this is.
It's basically just a fucking, it's a podcast with me and my buddy. We get together and just talk mad fucking shit.
Is that me?
Dude, your mom
is
off the
hook. What is our podcast, Carl? Yeah, that's my
mom. Your mom is off
She's
the hook.
Crazy. We have a segment on here when we call Carl?
It's not the sound. The
I
switch.
Don't have the board
we
up,
broke
so.
The switch. We broke the soundboard, man. It's not working. I'm trying to make it
Is that
it
what
play.
Happened?
Because
I just signed out of it. I was like, what the fuck? I'm out. I'm trying to get back in. But yeah, no, like anybody can do it. And we're about to have some changes come up, but. Broke it.
All right.
Is Elizabeth still here?
Yeah, I'm still here listening to you.
Yeah.
What's it like on the other end, Elizabeth, when you're freaking calling in, like, and it's playing? I'm curious.
I just feel like I'm on the phone with you guys. I don't know. I stepped outside. The iPad is in the house. So everybody in the house is listening
nice.
To us talk while I'm outside.
The outside
wow.
just fucking being antisocial.
Wow.
Who's all in the house listening?
I kind of am antisocial. That's what I do.
Uh-oh. So yeah, it's a really cool deal. We'll talk about it sometime. But usually I don't do it till 10. But Mr. Carl over here, who's a Canadian up in Canada.
Hey, what's up?
Sorry.
What's up?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm up.
I'm sorry, I'm Canadian.
Oh,
man, I'm gonna go to bed then.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
there we go.
Alright, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
That was crazy there. Alright, we'll see you in the morning.
Everybody's leaving.
Later,
kid.
Sorry.
Later, bud.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Good.
I just gotta go to bed. You don't gotta be. I like Canadians. You're okay.
Sorry.
Alright. Alright, then.
Hey, are you gonna be in there at noon or are you going in early?
I'm trying to go in early, dude, so I can get the fuck off early.
All right. Well, I got your dad's truck in the bay right now.
All
right. I'm going to try and tighten it up and weld it, but I was like, fuck.
Well, I'll get started on that then in the morning.
All right. What time are you going in?
All right. I'll try to be there at 7 so I can get off at 3:30.
Hell, killer.
Yeah, we roll.
Well, it's Friday, bro. I got shit to do tomorrow.
All right, man. All right, get to bed. You got shit to do. You got work to do. I'll catch you on the flip side. All
right. All right,
later.
All right, later.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Are you sorry? Why are you sorry, Carl? Are you sorry because you're going
to
ditch me, too?
To
I know. You got work in the morning. What time are you going to work?
4 a.m.
Oh, she dropped, too. 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I gotta get to
But I wrote down
move.
Her phone number. I wrote down her phone number before it disappeared.
Oh, you did? So we can call her. Nice.
Well, not now, obviously.
Yep.
And unless she's listening to the replay, she doesn't know we have her number either.
Oh, that's true. Well, she's not. Oh, yeah, because it ends. That's right.
So she'd have to wait till we end this episode and then listen to the show and then listen to the overtime to know that I wrote down her phone number I put it in my little book of phone numbers here. So she's in my phone book.
Uh-oh.
Now.
In the book.
We can call Lizzie Bath anytime. We can call Lizzie Bath.
Hell yeah. No, I told her tonight, like, what's up? And then I didn't get her the freaking number till, like, that's the calling your mom segment. I finally found, I was looking for a number in my phone because I didn't know I had saved it under her name yet. So I'm looking for her, just a random number in my phone. Like, where the fuck is this number? I haven't saved her name yet. And then finally I had to stop and think, like, did I save her name? There it says Elizabeth. Like, motherfucker, I did save her name. God damn it. So, like, okay, now I can text her. But she heard the mom segment.
Yeah.
She heard all that.
That was pretty, that was a great segment, I gotta say.
Yeah, you like that one?
That
I liked
awesome.
It too. Got a little, I finally got her to like a crazy point. I love it.
Your mom kicked your ass.
Your mom.
Hey, the soundboard's working again. We really fucked up the soundboard there somehow.
Oh, yeah, my shit like, stopped responding. I had to completely close it and reopen it.
Yeah, I did that a couple of times, and it still wasn't working, but it's working now. That was the lamest bragging moment segment we've ever had. He's got the title. That's something he can brag about. Now he can brag about having the shittiest bragging moment in our show's history.
You wouldn't brag. You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, well, now we gave him something to brag about. The world's shittiest bragging moment. On live podcast radio. Shittiest. The shittiest one ever.
The shittiest. Chitty chitty bang bangs.
Chitty titty bang bang.
Let's see. Let's try this. Hey, Elizabeth, if you listened to this portion afterwards.
Hello.
You need to come to my office. And they need to come to my office and be like, hey, I got your message, motherfucker. Fuck you. And I'll be like, cool. You actually got my message. You actually, like, really did listen to the after show. So, fuck you too. Anyways, whoop, whoop. That's what's
whoop,
up.
Whoop,
whoop. She's a let, bro. She is a juggalette, too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow.
I believe that's our first official female caller. Like, call in. Caller type thing.
It
one
definitely
that I didn't
is,
call.
Yeah.
She's the first one to actually call us.
Yeah. We've got a fan.
Yeah.
Soundboard's now. Soundboard's not working again.
Oh. Vlog Talk's acting a fool. You know, it's saying you put us at an hour and a half show, and here we are going over an hour and a half. So
Well, I'm leaving. Yeah.
Kick ass show.
Now it's working.
Thank you.
Yeah,
new mission.
Live from where?
Hey. From Wasteland, Land of the Wastes. Carl, I got a request for you.
Yeah. Okay.
See if you can find a new intro song for me. Mr. Happy from the Bizarre album by ICP. Mr. Happy.
Mr. Happy.
Mr. Happy. I want Mr. Happy to be my fucking call-in. Mr. Happy.
It's from Bizarre Bazaar?
No, from one of the Bazaars, One of my favorite fucking songs in the world. Like, literally.
I don't remember this song. Now I remember this song.
Everybody, Yeah, there is.
All is together now.
All is together.
Kill you. Kill you.
Must kill you.
Kill you.
Must kill you. I'm kind of upset, and I sweat a lot, but that's the only bad quickie things I got, that, and maybe the whole murdering aspect, but we haven't even really got to that yet. I love people. I love everything about them, and that's why I gotta live life without them. I know it don't make any sense to you, but fuck you. This song's about me, exclusively. Murder. Murderation. Murderation, the murdering mentality without an explanation. I'm Mr. Happy, and I got up, I think. I don't get a seat, I just sit on the pipe. I was a pet poodle, a pussy squeeze your neck like a wet noodle, and I'm so happy I'll stamp your ass. I'll lay you down next to you, head in the grass.
Murder, murder!
Happy, 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 happy.
There's playing another song in the background, too.
Happy,
you hear that?
Murder, murder.
I wonder why. We all gonna die, but I'm not gonna cry, even though most never try. I'm not gonna let this pass me by, no. We all gonna die.
Santa.
Got two different ones playing, Carl.
I'm only down to three people a day.
Everywhere. I can't even hear the Mr. Happy song anymore.
Oh, well, I just turned it off.
Fuck? Why is it playing Pass Me By?
I don't know why it's playing.
What the
fuck is it now?
Oh, that cough? You told me to mess
my balls
off. Love that song, too, dude.
I don't know why it's playing. It's not playing on my switchboard.
I
forgot what an awesome song that is. Well,
oh, it's a beautiful song. Both of these songs are great songs. This is one of my favorite songs.
Fucking,
it's enjoyable though. Hey.
There.
It went away.
It ended.
I guess that means.
Ow!
I know they can't be messy, but the birds will get it.
Idiots. I get happy.
Murder. Full of strawberries. Some of the stuff along with apples and cherries. Little jumpers and boogers and mud. Plus there's a tango in there. But that's fine. And grow them up the side of your head. I got flowers all over the backyard. They're in the form of a Joker's card. Night creeps at Denny's, talking to myself and licking my panties. Don't go near that guy, he's weird.
Okay,
that
was
a lovely show. I'm gonna fucking hang up on you. Yeah, you're done. We'll go all night. So, yeah. Good night, Carl.
Okay.
Thank you.
Later,
awesome.
My friend.
Good night.
Have a gooder.
You gone?
He's not gone. He's not gone. Is he gone? He's not gone. I'm about to be gone. I am Carl the Madman, 450-150, the Bob, 5150, the Bob. We're out of here. Have a great day, evening, whatever it is. Hey.